from daddy's old LGO. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning, America. Good morning. Good morning, America and friends around the world. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, October 19th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. We are all road warriors at some point or another, I would say. Some interesting stuff. It's Friday, so Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Interesting stuff. Maybe we should start with some provocative videos. How about Chael Sonnen says that GSP says he wants to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov? Should we start with now? We don't want to start. That's different stuff. But there are some interesting stuff. I wasted some time earlier today. I don't know, 12 minutes or so in particular. Specifically, just under 12 minutes on some interesting stuff. Maybe we'll play some of that. And Donald Trump in Missoula, Montana yesterday had a flap. It was very interesting. And by the way, you know, this network is very unique. You know, you can find people of a same ideological bent who will give you basically the same coverage of events, even if you don't tightly script what they say. This network, you know, I'm not aware of anyone being scripted. When I was on Tom Lacovara's broadcast the other day, he commented about that. I've commented many times. There's never been any sort of directive. You can see, you say this, don't say that. In fact, the only direction I've ever received is don't measure my words so closely. That's ironic. So, in spite of all of that, if you find people who have, you know, who are sort of cut from the same ideological cloth, you might as well be getting the same sort of information, same sort of narrative. For a long time, I've said Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors just because you know that CNN is a hardcore Operation Mockingbird CIA disinformation outlet does not mean that you are scrutinous of every outlet or that you view everything, every piece of information with a healthy sense of scrutiny. It's like Bill Cooper said, you know, that quote, you know, read everything, listen to everything, and don't believe anything that you can't verify or prove with your own eyes. That kind of thing. You know, there is this, what do you call that? It's not a messianic complex, but when people go looking, you know, from one Pied Piper to another, we are inculcated into this herd think sort of mentality, group think. No one wants to think for themselves. It's difficult. Who has time to do any kind of research on their own? Who wants to be courageous enough to say, to stand in opposition, for example? Because again, the herd think inculcation process stamps out that rugged individualist in people. And that it makes it very difficult from then on for someone, you know, because if you've been in a classroom, for example, public school in the last 50 years or so, and you've experienced this inculcation, you know that what Bertrand Russell described, for example, in The Impact of Science on Society is very real. You know, him writing in chapter 3 of The Impact of Science on Society, scientific technique in an oligarchy, and for technique, it's not what we think, which is the same thing when I say, you know, the conversion, if you will, from society, going from the old rugged individualist didactic sort of thinking, right and wrong, here's the moral of the story, do this, don't do that kind of thing, to, you know, as Stephen Covey describes it, again, not that I'm a Stephen Covey fan, but I think his description is accurate. Turn of the century, turn of the 20th century, America goes from that sort of society, just do the right thing. And, you know, the Stoic creed, basically, the Stoics creed, do right for right's sake. You don't need to talk about it. Just do right for right's sake. Going from that to the tips, tricks, and techniques of, you know, how to manipulate people really is what it boils down to. From the character ethic to the personality ethic. That's the way Stephen Covey described it. And the, you know, the Bible, I guess, one of the Bibles of, well, two Bibles of this conversion of the American society from the character ethic to the personality ethic. The first one was Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Might as well be called How to Manipulate People. And the second is Like Unto It, Maxwell Maltz's Psycho-Cybernetics. Those are, you know, two of the Bibles of, or the handbooks of, the personality ethic conversion of America. And so the point here, you know, the technique, tips, tricks, and techniques, it's not the technique in the sense that we think of, you know, I have a technique for playing this sport or doing this thing or whatever. No, you want to know what technique means. Jacques Ellul, I think, is a good place to go. Or the other guy. Oh, gosh, now his name escapes me. Canadian guy, right? Oh, gosh, it'll come to me in a second. Yeah, I'll have to come back to that. It has escaped my mind for the moment. Not Jacques Ellul, but Lark, help me out. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, we'll come back to that. So, speaking of what Bertrand Russell wrote on this, you know, issue, the difficulty that people have, this is no small matter. And this has been scientifically engineered. So from Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society, Scientific Technique and an Oligarchy, it is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. You know, it's interesting. America is every bit as totalitarian as we believe China to be. We just are more flowery about the language, you know. China calls their education camps, their internment camps, internment camps. But, you know, we have a re-education process from the womb, basically, trying to convince people other than, you know, don't believe your lying eyes and ears kind of thing. Anyway, there's this big controversy about Iran. Iran is, you know, the biggest sponsor of terrorism in the region. Really? Why don't we ever get specifics on that? Have you ever heard a single specific on that? And for that matter, if we're getting specifics, where are they coming from? Which reminds me of the Office of Special Plans from the Bush administration era. And the same thing was created for Iranian stovepiping of intelligence, you know, stovepiping of intelligence around the Iranian issue so that we could justify doing bad things in places like Iraq and Iran. Don't believe your lying eyes. You can't find any press that says that anything's happening that you should be concerned about. But stovepiped intelligence says, beware. Meanwhile, you know, our dearest allies in the region, Israel and Saudi Arabia, are acknowledged by the corrupt UN Human Rights Council as the worst human rights violators on the planet. Never mind that cognitive dissonance. Never mind that schizophrenia. Don't look here. Don't. Never mind. Don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Never mind that the country that proliferates the ideology that's responsible for Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, Nusra Front, Khorasan Group, on and on and on. Never mind that country tries to recruit the rest of the world, but creates these radical ideologues and spreads this throughout the region and now around the world. Never mind that 15 of 19 alleged 9/11 hijackers came from that country. Never mind Bin Laden did also. Never mind that the visas for the terrorists came from the Jeddah Consulate, the CIA's Visas for Terrorists program, as J. Michael Springman calls it. Never mind any of that. Never mind we just did a $100+ billion arms deal where we gave these people arms to bomb people in the Stone Age, further back to the Stone Age. The humanitarian crisis in Yemen predates this latest issue. You know, I've been saying for years, you think about the people that have been snatched and grabbed in Yemen, or watch Jeremy Scahill's Dirty Wars documentary. Read the book, watch the movie, watch the film, and see what's been happening for a long time over there. People, you know, these night raids, for example, night raids conducted by JSOC, CIA, and partners, where they're shooting people in the middle of the night, digging bullets out of walls and bodies so no one can prove anything, snatch and grabs in the middle of the night. And you think about the number of Yemeni people that have been held at Guantanamo Bay and places like that without charge. You might be Al-Qaeda, boy. For years. What's that going to do? Is that going to radicalize people? Is that going to piss people off, so to speak? Probably. Imagine if, you know, dozens, 100 or more Americans were snatched and grabbed by, you know, Russia or China or whatever people have been, whatever so-called country of the, you know, flavor of the week has been drilled into your mind as enemy, public enemy number one, American public enemy number one. Imagine if we heard that Russia snatched and grabbed dozens of Americans and was holding them at some detention camp without charge. Would there be outrage? Who knows? Probably only if Lester Holt or Brian Williams or, you know, Don Lemon or Jim Acosta or somebody told people, Tucker Carlson, you know, Sean Hannity. Probably only if someone said, hey, you should be outraged. I digress. That's a bit cynical. But, you know, that's happened in Yemen. So anyway, Bertrand Russell, advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality. Technology, way more so. You know, what was happening around the time that Bertrand Russell, The Impact of Science on Society was published, you know, the real MK Ultra stuff. I really believe, like I said yesterday, Aaron and Melissa Dyke's point in publishing The Minds of Men was to shine a bright light on the limited hangout that the drug narrative of MK Ultra has been used as. The drug narrative is a limited hangout. Okay, they found out about this from the congressional hearings. But let's sensationalize this. Let's release some things while we occlude the technological manipulation and control of people that was arguably far more dark and sinister. Because look at how much more pervasive it has become and generally accepted. But it's just as dangerous. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentation's...
Welcome back. I want to get to what happened last night. You know, the point is, I'll just jump to the point and then I'll circle back and finish. This network is different. You could find people from similar or same ideological bents and get basically the same cutouts, you know, in different packaging, if you understand what I'm saying. This network is different. Consider, for instance, the disparate views on Donald Trump held here on RBN. There are widely differing views on this network, and but you know, I think what is important is, generally speaking, hopefully most, if not all, of the folks on this network understand that politics in today's America is a rigged game. There are no parties, not in the traditional orthodox sense that we are led to believe in. Still looking for that segment of Trading Places. I swear it's there. Maybe I'm thinking of a different movie. I swear it was Eddie Murphy, you know, being asked, are you for this? You for that? We have money for this. We have, I don't know. Am I for this? Am I for that? If you know the movie I'm thinking of, I thought it was Trading Places. I can't find the scene. I went through the entire script more than once. Can't find it. Maybe I'm misremembering that, as George Bush would, as W would say. Anyway, I still consider Trading Places Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism Part 1. And, you know, like I said yesterday, what I mean by that is it's midterm election season, and you're undoubtedly seeing the campaign ads like I am, whether it's on television or, you know, monetized YouTube videos or whatever. And you know, the ads run by every candidate, they're all vague, ambiguous, deceptive in the same sorts of ways on the same issues. You listen to candidates that sound like they're on two sides of an issue, but both, you know, the issue is bad, basically. You know, it's one of those. It's that dialectical conflict model. We shouldn't be talking about the issue in many cases. And so it's duplicitous, it's disingenuous, and so perhaps you've asked, you know, why is that? And the answer is because there are no political parties, not in the traditional orthodox sense that we're led to believe. There's, you know, if there's a party, it's one party, it's the business party. And I was hoping to play that clip, if I can find it, but I haven't found it yet. So, but that's how it works. You know, that's what we were warned. I have read several times from Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837, 181 years ago. He said it. Be careful. You know, if you're not careful, well, I might as well. The excerpt is this. And what were the headwaters of mischief? You know, he said, unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away, and the control over your dearest interests has passed into the hands of these corporations. But what was the context of that statement? In other words, who was he talking about? The beginning of the sentence is this: the mischief springs from the power which the moneyed interest derives from a paper currency, which they are able to control, from the multitude of corporations with exclusive privileges, which they have succeeded in obtaining in the different states, and which are employed altogether for their benefit, and parenthetically I would add, and your detriment. And unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away, and the control over your dearest interests has passed into the hands of these corporations. Fast forward from there to Martin Gillen's and Benjamin Page's study published back in 2014. And suddenly everybody's saying, you know, there are a bunch of headlines. Washington Post even says that, you know, America is a dictatorship, basically. Based on this research, Testing Theories of American Politics, Elites, Interest Groups, and Average Citizens by Martin Gillens and Benjamin Page. Gillens from Princeton, Page from Northwestern. And they say, based on multivariate analysis of 20 years worth of data, economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens have little or no independent influence.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
Welcome back.
If it hurts.
So hopefully that made sense. You know, I think this network is different, but hopefully we're talking about that stuff, the way the game is rigged, the way that things are different. You know, I've tried to point to John Adams, his letter to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818. I hope every listener has read that. I hope that every listener has looked into John Adams' letters to William Tudor in 1818, where he discusses James Otis, who he is, what he represents, and why someone like John Adams, who historians generally agree is one of the seven key founding fathers, would point to a guy, this guy who, you know, historians say, hey, he's a key founding father. He's one of seven really important guys. That guy points to James Otis and says he is the guy. He's the linchpin guy. He is the earliest and principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions ever to have occurred among men, according to John Adams. Who did we separate from? You know, there's been speculation throughout the years. Did we really? Who really won the Revolutionary War? What was the War of 1812 all about? And, you know, you see the signs. People aren't paying attention these days. I don't know about you, but I choke on these roundabouts. If I see another, you know, I would be so happy if I never saw another roundabout. I always think of Europe. This isn't Europe, is it? Is this America? I thought this was America. Still America, right? So when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. But wait, dissolve the political bands which have connected them. Have we effectively done that? So, to talk about this deception, this fraud, is important, and hopefully we do that on this network, and people have different views, and we come at it from different ways, but hopefully people are encouraged to think for themselves, and I know how difficult that is. And, you know, again, just to conclude this point, and then we'll go to the phones. The way Bertrand Russell put it in The Impact of Science on Society, speaking of the inculcation of herdthink, Fitta laid it down, you know, the old school bad guy Johann Gottlieb Fitta laid it down that education, and by the way, was he an American guy? Why would we listen to guys like that instead of our own founding fathers? Why would we lean on these guys? I digress. Fitta laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will. Is that really education then? No, it's an oxymoron. So that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. But in his day, this was an unattainable ideal. An ideal? And people say, oh no, Bertrand Russell wasn't a bad guy. excuse me. What he regarded, Fitta, as the best system in existence produced Karl Marx. Yeesh. In future, such failures are not likely to occur where there is a dictatorship. Well, you know, again, Gellens and Page study seems to prove that that's exactly what we have in America. And then Russell went on, diet, injections, and injunctions will – so diet, injections, and injunctions. That's exactly what we have in America, isn't it? I saw a sign yesterday. I'll tell a story. Sign at Shopko. Big banner, you know, flu shots at Shopko because, you know, they're a healthcare provider. Flu shots as low as $0. Dollar sign. That's actually not a dollar sign, zero, because dollar sign had two slashes, right? Flu shots as low as $0. I'll tell you the ironic story later. Diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they are so. And I've mentioned how, you know, Stockholm Syndrome plays into this too. You know, when you're encouraged to vote for someone, and then that someone attacks you, kind of like the quote about Nixon saying, you know, we'll have black people voting Democrat for the next, 100 years or something, he said. And they're, you know, the people that these folks are voting for, the people that everyone votes for, are attacking their own constituency, because that's the diabolical way to induce and deepen Stockholm syndrome. You voted for this person. You don't. Who wants to come out and say I'm the idiot that voted for this clown, who's attacking me and you and everyone? No one wants to say that. Everyone wants to save face and say, "Well, yeah, I know he's just doing this because." You know, you've bought into the propaganda, so you want to defend your kidnapper, justifying your own culpability, rationalizing, trying to rationalize it away, if that makes sense. Anyway, this network is different. Everyone should be talking about the Really Graceful video. I mentioned it yesterday. It was published a few days ago, the 16th. Follow the Money, Public School, a Really Graceful documentary. It's a mini documentary, but that's the mark of genius, to take a very complex, very occluded and, you know, intentionally misdirected subject and present it in a very concise and cogent fashion to reduce it down just to the point of irreducible complexity and not beyond, and do it in just under 16 minutes. I mean, wow. It's really impressive. And then you watch it, and I'm sure if you've watched it, you were thinking what I was thinking. Man, it would be so great if people had source references to everything, because she's doing a masterful job of sort of subtly hinting at these pivotal moments and key players and key dates and things. And she did. Her first pinned comment at the top of the, you know, below the video is the source list, and it is exhaustive. It's very impressive. That video should be circulated far and wide. It only has 62,000 views. It should have 62 million or 620 million or 6.2 billion because we've all watched it 10 times. It should. 62,000 is nothing if people are watching, you know, stuff that shouldn't be even on YouTube or anywhere in public view. So she concludes the video around the 12-minute mark. To summarize, we have a British monopoly. That's Pearson. We have a British monopoly teaching American students about American history and other subjects. We have a public school system controlled by a government monopoly, which is financed and controlled by global corporate monopolies, all of which are tied to the central banking system. Aha, which gets back to what I said. If we follow the money from start to finish, corporate control of the public school system was made possible in the aftermath of the Civil War, during which Congress passed the Act of 1871. Whoa. Anyway, fantastic. Everyone should watch it. Everyone should be talking about it. And I appreciate that kind of documentation. The only video I've ever made on YouTube titled Audit the Fed, HR 1207 and the Financial Sector Assessment Program. It was part one. Maybe someday, 9 years later, I'll do part two. But it was extensively documented. And the point of it, you know, I concluded by saying the, you know, money trust was creating the boom and bust cycles and fomenting the panics in the run-up to the creation and passage of the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. And it was Morgan, he was the he was the proxy, essentially, the Albert Hakim of his day, so to speak, the George Soros of his day, who was funding the campaign to break the money trust. Why was the money trust funding a campaign to break the money trust? They weren't trying to break it. They were trying to give themselves greater power and control. And so what I was saying, and I concluded the video, so, you know, in light of all of this, one must ask, could history be repeating itself? What do you mean, Chris? Well, if the point I was making was there was an audit scheduled already, the IMF, the FSAP, the Financial Sector Assessment Program, was the internal audit, so to speak, of the Fed, And so they're already doing the IMF essentially is doing an audit. The FSAP program is a series of audits. So if the IMF comes in and says, oh, this institution, you know, that was in the era when we were hearing, you know, Joan Vian was reporting, for example, and saying, you know, we're hearing about the super regulator position. The IMF clearly is trying to take the reins of the Federal Reserve. They're trying to bump control upstairs, offshore control, so to speak, closer and closer to the BIS, further and further away from American shores. So is the money trust doing what it did 100 years ago and saying, well, we need to audit this organization? This is why I keep saying the audit is a ruse. We don't need to audit. We need to shut it down. Because an audit plays into bad guys' hands. It's the money trust saying we should audit. And when we hear that the Federal Reserve is corrupt, and we already know it is, why do we need to audit to find out what we already know? It's corrupt. They're hypothecating currency. Inflation is invisible taxation, and there's more taxation, and there's endless and perpetual war. We already know this. We don't need to audit to find out. Brer Rabbit, oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. Please don't audit. Please don't audit. What happens when the IMF conducts the audit, like they have been, the Financial Sector Assessment Program, and they come back and say, oh, the Federal Reserve is corrupt. We need to take over this institution because clearly America can't handle its finances. What happens then, America? You've played right into their hands. Basically, that's part two, I suppose. Hopefully that makes sense. And like I said, hopefully we're focusing on those things on this network. Coming at it differently, but not, you know, propping up these specious little puppet systems. To the phones we go. Paul in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, Chris. You know, when you talk about auditing the Fed, it's like the Saudis investigating the death of Khashoggi.
Yeah, or what about that award that they got, you know, for combating terrorism? It's like that too, right? Or Obama getting a Nobel Peace Prize. Exactly.
Exactly. The murderers get to look for who the murderer was.
And why wouldn't they? Because they're giving themselves these pats on the back. I mean, sure.
Well, you know, you got to remember, there's American jobs in the defense contractors online.
Can I just say,
you're being a little crass here, Right.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is that's $300 billion they're waving over the unemployed engineers and technicians in the defense industry. They're waving that $300 billion over our heads like waving a scrap above a dog's nose at the table.
Right.
Right.
And if we lose faith and heart in them, then they grab Enrique Rick Prado and a Kofor Black proxy who, you know, they brag to the intelligentsia community that they have these folks that can't be traced back to them. Hey, we can create a Gladio strategy of tension scenario and, oh my goodness, trust us, the defense contractor industry. And whew, that was close. They saved us again. Our kidnapper saved us once again. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, but Pompeo and Trump are both looking for a way out of this and just to let the whole Khashoggi thing slide. And I have a feeling what will happen is the Saudis will float some, like make up some, oh, it was this guy here, and we're going to give him the death penalty over in Saudi Arabia. He was a rogue person who thought he was doing the right thing, him and his buddies, and we're going to take care of it here. Don't you worry about it. And that'll be the end of it, and that's what's going to happen. Now, listen, I thought you might like this, just for other people, out there who might not know what goes in on some of the these embassies. And it's this is out of David Irving's book, Hitler's War.
I love David Irving because, you know, he's a guy who I think is very honest and unvarnished in his approach to history. I like the way that Eustace Mullins said, you know, he tried to publish the truth about Winston Churchill. He was drunk, living in a basement, and they'd bring him out every once in a while and prop him up to say something flowery. And basically the Rothschild publishing syndicate said, oh, no, you can't publish that. And his quest to get to the bottom of what was really going on in Nazi Germany, I think, is the most honest, most unvarnished assessment that we can find anywhere. You know, a guy who speaks the language fluently, can translate it as well as anyone, and is just basically given us his unvarnished take on what he's reading himself. Who can, to me, that's an unimpeachable witness. I apologize for interrupting, Paul. We'll come back to that in a second, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
So we're on the phones. Paul in New Jersey, I sort of preempted your remarks about David Irving, the excerpt that you were about to cite.
Well, I wanted to bring up, for one, and I don't want to give Gina Haspel any ideas, all right? but nice. But let's be honest, and neither do I want to give Mohammed bin Salman.
Salman, yeah.
More ideas either. Because, they are kind of, what kind of amateur murder squad does he send out? They could have done that way more better and tactfully. Without tact.
Which sounds like another modified limited hangout to me.
Yeah, well, they're amateurs. They should have boned up on a little David Irving. They could have learned how to do it right from the Soviets. And I just want to read this one paragraph. It was basically came from Admiral Canaris, because he had toured the Paris Soviet embassy after the Nazis had taken over France. And he wrote about the embassy in France, Soviet embassy, the completely isolated wing of the embassy in which the GPU's offices and execution chambers were located can only be described as a criminals and murderers workshop of the most outstanding technical perfection. Soundproof walls, heavy electrically operated steel doors, hidden spy holes and slots for guns to be fired from one room into another, an electrical furnace, and a bathtub in which corpses were cut up, completed the macabre inventory of these rooms, in addition to housebreaking implements, poison capsules, and the like. Thus, there is every probability that many an awkward white Russian emigre or opponent of the Soviets in France vanished in this way. They literally went up in smoke. And I just wanted to bring that up because it just shows what can go on in these embassies, Chris. And so we shouldn't be surprised with the murder of Khashoggi. The question is, why did he go there?
Right.
And why were they prepared? Why was the one main suspect there in advance? That's the interesting thing too, Chris.
Right.
Anyway, thank you.
The alleged story is that he was going there for a marriage license. It wasn't a divorce. It was a marriage to something to sort out his marriage license or something, which, again, is kind of suspicious. So anyway,
Chris. Yep.
Thank you, Paul. Excellent citation. I appreciate it. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Phone lines are open. Stick around. We'll be right back right after this short break.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.